Vacodja Thofodja Roid Gdi Erclor Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Three. Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's edition of Sounds Irish. I'm Joe Bullard, and I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Let's start by getting the housekeeping notices out of the way, first of all. This is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But, of course, you can contact me at any time. joebollard2@aircom.net. J-O-E-B-O-L-L-A-R-D and a figure 2 at eircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Also, I hope you're going to stay and enjoy some of the tracks, because I know each week we're picking up new listeners. So if during the course of the programme you may hear a track that, well, you've heard in the recent past, do bear with me, because I do get requests for particular tracks. And as I said, we're picking up new listeners and new radio stations each week. So no matter what radio station you're listening to me on, I hope you're going to enjoy the programme. All types, styles and genre of Irish music. As we said in the intro, it doesn't necessarily have to be an Irish song. It can have some Irish connection. It could be written by some Irish person, played by an Irish person, but it will have some connection with Ireland. This one, for instance, to start us off with, I played a couple of weeks ago. It's by my late good friend Dermot O'Brien. No, Dermot is not singing on this one. He's showing off his dexterity on the accordion. This, I think, originally was a jazz piece, but it's Dermot O'Brien to get your feet tapping on Whistling Rufus. Thank you. Dermot O'Brien and Whistling Rufus, as I've told you so often on the programme before, something I can't do, whistle. Two things I can't do, amongst many other things. I can't whistle or click my fingers, but that's for another day. Now, here's one of those wonderful songs that move me quite a lot. It's Dolores Keane, who happens to be one of my favourite Irish singers, and she's telling the story of her grandfather's emigrant eyes. Now, we've had on the programme quite often various versions of the song about young Annie Moore, who was the first person to go through Ellis Island, which was the sort of official landing for immigrants going to America to try to start a new life. Here's another such song, and she opens up the song by pointing out it was like a scene from a costume ball, and there was one man standing on his own, well, with his pack and looking forward to the life, still a little afraid, of what lies ahead of him. And that's as it was with many of the immigrants way back in the 1890s and before that. But here, now, she says, when she looks in her grandfather's emigrant eyes, and it was the grandfather he's telling the story about. And we leave it to Dolores and listen to the lyrics, as I say, so often with Irish songs. A lovely song from Dolores Keane.
Like a scene from a costume ball, decked out in the colors of Europe, and on fire with the hope of it all. There my father's own father stood huddled, with the tired and the hungry and scared. Town of the century pilgrims, bound by the dream that they shared. They were standing in lines just like cattle, poked and sorted and shod. Somewhere one desk away from sweet freedom, some torn from someone. Through this sprawling tower of Babel came a young man, confused and alone, determined and bound for America, carrying everything that he owned. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's stares out the window, but his eyes are still just as clear as the day he sailed through the harbor, came ashore on the island of tears. My grandfather's days are numbered, but I won't. He gave me the gift of this country and the look in his emigrant eyes. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's emigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with hard all of his life, so don't take it for granted.
lyrics in that are wonderful. Don't take it for granted. Nothing owes you a living and you have to struggle. And they did struggle, all those immigrants, years ago. And some of them are still struggling today. That was a lovely song. Now, I've said this on a number of occasions on the programme. The song that everybody knows as Danny Boy, I would prefer played as an instrumental. You all know that. Joe's always saying it. I've got for you here an amazing performance of the aforementioned song. Now, having said that, I'm one person who actually produced an album singing Danny Boy on it, but as I say, prefer it as an instrumental. But a colleague of mine sent me a wonderful performance of the song. It's by The Rock Band, I think is the name, and Ronnie Bowman doing the singing. But before I play it, of late, certainly over the last month or so, I've been listening more and more to bluegrass music and country music. And we've said it again countless times on the programme that Irish music had a huge influence on the foundation of American country music and American bluegrass music, not only Irish music, but it did have a big influence. Enough prattle, Joe, and listen and enjoy this wonderful performance of Danny Boy from Ronnie Bowman and the gang. I think that is fantastic, absolutely wonderful there, the bluegrass treatment of Danny Boy. On last week's programme, I played for you a track from a newly acquired album from a good friend of mine, Nicky Keeley. I'm going to play another track from it now, and this, to me, is the best track on the album. That's only a personal opinion now, friends, but it's a wonderful treatment. Maybe I'm a bit biased because I love the song. It's a treatment of the song Raglan Road, which I think we did Luke Kelly's version of not so long ago. Once again, as with Danny Boy, I am one person who recorded this on his album as well. I recorded this on my Songs I Like to Sing album because I just love the song. Raglan Road is a street in Dublin, and here the poet Patrick Kavanagh met this young lady and he fell in love with her, but it didn't come to any fruition at all. But Nicky has a wonderful way of putting this song across, and the backing is amazing. Nicky Keeley and Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rule. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief me a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can we sing the worth of passion. The Queen of Hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. Oh, I love too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artist who has known the true gods of sound and stone and tint without stint. I gave her poems to say, oh, with her own name there and her own dark hair. over fields in May. Quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now. Away from me so hurriedly, my reasons must allow that I had loved not as I should a creature made of clay. When the angel woos the clay, he loses his wings at the dawn of day.
Nicky Keeley there, and a wonderful interpretation of Raglan Road. Now, it's just come to my attention that we haven't had our female voice on the programme this week. Some weeks ago, I played you a recording of Trudy Lawler and her mother, Philomena Keyes, a track that I have. Now, I have to confess, I haven't got a great deal of material of Trudy, but I'm hoping to put that to rights in the, well, not too distant future. But here's a lovely song that I used to sing years ago with the show band way back in Ballina, County Mayo. And this is Trudy's interpretation of that lovely song, The Rose of Mooncoin. Mooncoin is situated in County Kilkenny, though it's not too far from Waterford, about 8 to 10 miles, I think. It's a lovely song, this. Here's Trudy Lawler.
How sweet is to roam by the sunny shore stream and to hear the dove coo neath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Mooncoin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently green banks. I'll wander where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Mooncoin. Oh, Molly, dear Molly, it breaks my fond heart to know flows down by Mooncoin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along by your water so clear. Sounds the lark's merry song on your green banks. I'll wander first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Moonkoi. She has sailed far away o'er the dark roaming foam, far away from her friends and her dear Irish home, where the fisherman sports with his small boat and line on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moonkoi. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently your water so clear, sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Moonkoi. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, your water so clear, sounds a lark's merry song. On your green banks I wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Moonkoi. With you, lovely Molly, the rose.
She puts a song across really well, doesn't she? That was Trudy Lawler and her version of The Rose of Moonkoi. Earlier on the programme, we were having Nicky Keeley telling us all about Raglan Road. Well, we're coming back into Dublin now because we're going to an area of Dublin which is one of my favourite areas. It's around Stephen's Green. Stephen's Green is a, how can I describe it? It's a sort of a park situation in the heart of Dublin, but it's surrounded by some wonderful shopping areas. One particular pedestrian area known as Grafton Street, which is the, how can I put this, upmarket area of Dublin if you want to buy anything in Grafton Street. And it has its own atmosphere as well because we have many street buskers and, as I say, pedestrian. When you walk up Grafton Street, you come to Stephen's Green at the top, which, as I say, is the park area, has a wonderful atmosphere about it. And one of my joys when I do go into Dublin on a beautiful summer's day is to stroll up Grafton Street, maybe nip in and have a cup of coffee at one of the many little cafes around, and then go up for a walk around Stephen's Green. And on a summer's morning, it's absolutely beautiful. Here's Paddy Riley, and I'll dedicate this to anybody who has been in that situation, maybe on holiday or maybe an immigrant now who's missing Dublin. This is for you.
I've been north and I've been south, I've been east and west, I've been just a rolling stone. Yet there's one place on this earth I've always liked the best, just a little town I call my own. For Dublin can be heaven, with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, there's no need to worry, you're a king and the lady's a queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air, there's diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. I've been here and I've been there, I've sought the rainbow's end, but no crock of gold I've found. Now I know that come what will, whatever fate may send, here my roots are deep in friendly ground. For Dublin can be heaven, with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, there's no need to worry, you're the king and the lady's a queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air, there's diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning.
Let's have a little bit of country and Irish now. Now, later on in the programme, we'll probably be hearing from Daniel O'Donnell. But first of all, we'll hear from his sister, Margot. Now, earlier on also on the programme, we talked about Dolores Keane, and she was singing about her grandfather's emigrant eyes. Here's Margot, and she's singing about Irish eyes. Well, we're staying in that sort of line of music. This is a group called Wee Banjo 3 that I'm very excited about. I did mention early on in the programme I'd be listening to a lot lately of bluegrass and country music. And this is Wee Banjo 3, but it's Wee Banjo 3 Plus because they've got that wonderful accordion player Sharon Shannon joining with them. And they're singing a song called The Fox. It's not an Irish song, but it was a big hit for Burl Ives, way back in the dot. Oh, it was a good few years ago. But this is their wonderful up-tempo treatment of the fox who heads off to the nearest town to get something to eat for his young cubs. And he brings it back. And I think he gets a goose. And he brings it back. And, well, they all have fun and eat up this goose. This is Wee Banjo 3 and the Fox featuring Sharon Shannon. Now, if this doesn't get your feet tapping, I don't know what will.
Oh, the fox went out on a chilly night, and he prayed to the moon to give him light for him many miles to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, he ran till he came to the farmer's den, and the ducks and the geese were kept therein. Said, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, when she popped up her head saying, John and John, the grey goose is gone and the fox is on the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, John and John, the grey goose is gone and the fox is on the town. Oh, the little rocks there, 8, 9, 10, saying, Daddy, Daddy, better go back again. I must be a mighty fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh, Daddy, Daddy, better go back again. It must be a mighty fine town, oh. Oh, the fox and his wife put out a strike day. He cut up the goose with a fork and knife, and they never had such a supper in their life. And the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh.